of activities. But actually, when done in kirtan, in glorification of the Lord, in association with other devotees, you're actually awakening the love of God. It's amazing. It's what is called the higher taste. We get that higher taste, the sweetness from Krishna's holy name. And Lord Chaitanya says, just chant, dance, take prasadam, and serve the Vaishnavas. That's all. And when we chant and dance nicely, we're inspired to serve the Vaishnavas. That's the thing. The inspiration to serve others comes from the holy name. It actually comes from the holy name. And that inspiration brings about great satisfaction to Krishna when Krishna sees what we're serving his devotees and singing and dancing and eating nice Krishna prasadam. That's the process of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada mentions that so many times. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Bhagavatam, in his lectures, he sums it up. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Sing, dance, eat prasadam, and associate with others doing the same thing. That is the essence. Am we going too far? Is Radhanath Maharaj come yet? No, not yet. Is there anyone who would like to ask some questions? Is there any questions? I was thinking I spoke long enough. Is there anyone who would like to ask a question? No questions. I can speak some more if you want, but if you have a question. There's a question over there. No. Oh. Be careful how you scratch your head. It looks like a question. Okay. Ah, Mother Sukhava. Oh, Mother Sukhava. She is a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Coming from New Vrindavan, coming from the West, she also spent much time in Vrindavan Dham. And she likes to serve devotees. Mother Sukhava, huh? Do we have a microphone that we can... This is for the benefit of the greater audience that we don't see.
Thank you. When you were talking about in the beginning of your speech about how sometimes the Lord was serving Jiva Goswami, and sometimes the Lord comes and serves the devotees. And you were saying that the devotees, you know, we don't want Krishna to serve us, we want to serve Krishna. But I'm sure everybody has had an experience where Krishna did something for them. Isn't it that when Krishna serves us, he kind of like touches our heart and maybe even humbles us just by his service?
Yeah, there's always benefit on all levels. He touches our heart, he inspires us, he gives us faith. But this is the mood of the Goswamis. But actually Prabhupada takes that statement and says, generally, a devotee's, I guess the feeling is a mixed feeling. There's a kind of embarrassment that is mixed with a kind of joy. And Sanatana Goswami mildly chastised Rupa Goswami. It wasn't like he was like, oh, you did a mistake, you know. But he says the mood is that a Vaishnav doesn't want to accept service from the Lord. He thinks how to serve the Lord. But if the Lord, and the Lord is always thinking how to serve his devotees in different ways. In fact, the Lord is always doing that in one form or another. The more sensitive we are, the more introspective we are, the more we can see that what we're really doing or trying to do is really coming by the grace of the Lord. So he's making the arrangements. It's like that old statement, what can those who are worshiping Ganges with Ganges water offer to the Ganges? You take Ganges water, you offer prayers to the Ganges with the water, and you offer the water back to the Ganges. So Ganga Mata, she's not benefited by getting her water back. But you're benefited by offering the prayer. So Krishna's supplying whatever we need, including the intelligence to carry out the service. He's also implying, so everything ultimately is coming from Krishna. Everything. But then sometimes Krishna even goes further and actually does something.